Morning, Ireland. It's 9 minutes to eight and Gail Conway is here with the business news.
Thanks, Áine. Housing completion figures from the CSO this week show that 9,214 homes were built in April, May and June of this year, a 35% increase on the same period in 2024 and mainly boosted by a rise in apartment construction. This means 15,149 homes have been built so far this year, but recent figures from the Department of Housing show the total number of commencement notices issued so far this year is just 6,325. To discuss this and more, I'm joined by Director at Mitchell McDermott, an independent firm of construction consultants, Paul Mitchell. Paul, what can we take from the CSO's figures on housing completions this year and year on year? How would you read them?
Good morning, Gail. I think it's positive news. Our first quarter was up 2%. Our second quarter was up 55% for apartments. Everyone thought that apartments were going down. Obviously, this is the tail end of things that happened 2 years ago in terms of producing those numbers. But I think it's on a positive trajectory. And obviously, recent announcements in terms of changes wouldn't have fed into this. And we did a study at the end of Q1 to see, based on the commencements from last year, but toning them down because we had a double the amount of commencements last year. And that shows that we might get to between 32 and 35,000 this year. As it's tracking at the moment for the half year, we could actually get to 35,000. However, we have some issues in terms of, funding for AHBs and so on that may impact those figures. And obviously, connections to infrastructure, water and ESB are affecting completions as well. So it's all going to be down to Q4 this year.
And just about those new regulations to ease apartment size restrictions intended to boost housing supply, what has the response on the ground been like to this?
I think it's been seen as balanced. A lot of focus was on the reduction in the size of a studio. In schemes, you have a very small amount percentage of studios in any case. We had these rules already with the rental apartments for rent. And, we didn't see this, huge increase in studios, etc. The other changes have introduced flexibility. That's what they've done. And, we've estimated that it might be somewhere between 28 and 39,000 euros a saving per unit, but that completely depends on the scheme. So schemes with a higher mix of three beds will have a bigger saving. But the way we see it for the apartments, which is a key piece to the housing completions, it's three legs to that stool. One is the RPZs, which have been dealt with, again, we would say in a balanced way. The apartment guidelines, balanced. The one that's missing and the one that wasn't in the summary economics statement was the financial piece for apartments. Apartments don't stack up. We know that. We know that for a long time. You would have expected to see something before the summer recess. Hopefully it's in the budget. If it's not, if that third leg to the stool is not there, we'll be very unbalanced sitting on the floor. So hopefully we will see that.
And now, looking at housing commencements, they're at their lowest in a decade. What's actually happening on the ground in terms of house and apartment building?
So last year there was a few deadlines where if you submitted your commencement notice before a date, you got a levy waiver in terms of Irish Water and so on. So basically there was double the amount. So everybody just emptied all of their schemes. It's positive in that there are that many shovel-ready schemes, but they're not all going to start. In our modelling, if they all started and completed as planned, we would get to 50,000 this year. So it's positive that they're there, but we need this other financial lever to make sure that they happen in the following year and the year after that. So, like, commencements are down. I wouldn't even use last year as a benchmark, but they're still down. Q1 is down 40% on 2023 and 85% down for Q2 on 23. So we're not really paying much attention to that. It's really about the completions at the moment. And then when we get into next year, we'll be looking at commencements again, because the schemes that actually physically didn't commence will need to submit again.
Okay, that's all we have time for this morning. Paul Mitchell, Director at Mitchell McDermott, thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.